0 TR. Mobile.
Fran?
Good morning, Phil. I'm just thinking about you. Did you do any listening on 160? Boy, it was busy. I didn't listen for sideband, but I did listen for the other. And another thing we've been thinking about, how's the wife doing?
That was 4NGU. She's doing pretty good. Pretty good. We just have to wait a few months on these blood clots, but it's beginning to look like she's going back to work March 1st. So that decision has not been made, but the pendulum is swinging that way now. So I've told her that her health has never been a matter of money, and I've made that very clear, and she's very proud of me for that stand, but it would be nice to have another income.
Glad to hear that, Phil, and good morning.
Hey, Bernice.
Well, I'm glad everything's going good.
It's hard to get anything out of Bernice, you know. She's a little on the quiet side, Phil.
Hey, she speaks better than you do when she's cooking.
Boy, I'll have to put a star on the wall for that comment for you. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Well, we are headed down to Aldi's and across the street to Walmart this morning, and T-minus 25 days before she gets her shot, and then I get mine about 12, 13 days later.
Yeah, I got to start searching every day. I got to get mine. Teresa's signed up before they close the window for people below 70. She got in, but doesn't have an appointment. So I got to try to find me one.
Her keeps wanting to me to give her passwords and stuff like that so she can get us in earlier than that. And I finally, last night, I made her mad. I just said no. She wanted the password to that VAMS site, that vaccine administration site. And I said, leave it alone. And thank God we're scheduled anyways. Because you never know. You go in there searching around on a different computer, they're going to know it. And it's a government site. I'd say just be thankful you got your Q code and your appointment.
Where's the best place to look? Just SCDHEC, and that's got all the sites. I guess that's good. Oh, by the way, there are times that vaccine comes available, and they advertise it just instantly. Last night, we got a message from somebody in our church that Ingles had a bunch of vaccine that was expiring, and didn't matter what your age, come get it. And it was gone before we could, you know, react hours later. We didn't see the message quick. But some places, I mean, you know, rather than let it waste, they're going to get rid of it.
Yeah, and I heard this morning, I never watch the national news, rarely, and I got up earlier than Bernice because I knew we was going shopping early, and we tried to be at Aldi's when they open. Although I'm going Highway 14, I hate that three-way stop on 101 and the backup. But they were saying that they're considering giving one shot and to everybody instead of the second dose. I hope they don't do that here. Because you need that booster with Moderna and Pfizer. And Johnson & Johnson come out with one, but doesn't seem to be as effective, but it's better than nothing. Well, the way I did it, I went to the DHEC site, and the DHEC, I think it runs you over to the VAMS site, V-A-M-S, which is the Vaccine Administration Management System. And you fill out your name, address, and any allergies, and, you know, the normal stuff, and what pills you're taking. And then it refers you to a site, and you can pick a site. And I picked out Prisma at Buncombe, because that's close to us, and that's where we go. And they've had walk-ins at times, but I feel like this, like down in Greenville there, they go to the Kmart store. But they've been lined up for blocks out there, and you're exposing yourself right then and there. And although they say it moves fairly rapidly, we've got our appointment, and hopefully we won't have to stand in line with the people that don't have appointments. But you never know. It's government.
Doesn't have any vaccine right now, I heard.
Canceled our appointments. They did cancel Bernice's one time, and I redone it. Mine, when I first put it in, I didn't use a separate email. You cannot, and I emphasize, use the same email. So you have to use one for the wife and one for you. Because the first time I did that, they kicked it out because I used my Gmail account, mine, and I didn't use Bernice's for the second one. And although I put in mine first and hers right afterwards, they kicked me out and kept her in. I don't know how that worked out.
Well, going back to that star comment I made, some people speak with their mouth and some people have other ways of speaking. Years ago, I dated a girl. She just, bless her heart, she was pretty, but she was just no conversationalist. But when she, her fingers hit the keyboard, it came alive. And Bernice has just got the talent in the kitchen, and that's just hands down, that's the way it is.
Yeah, and she's talented in many, many ways, I'll tell you. She become an expert seamstress in alterations, and she's also much better mechanically than I am, and definitely a farmer, Phil. And I'm proud of that, and they build them strong.
Well, I'm going to try to get me some stock this morning. I do a lot of that every week, and but Biden wants all federal vehicles to be electric, and there's only one manufacturer of electric vans that are suitable for the post office to buy, and they're about to give them a big fat contract. And you know, you don't retool a line to do something like that. They're going to be the force for a while in that area, so I'm going to try to get me a heap in helping of it.
What do they call it, Phil?
Workhorse, and it's even a U.S. company. I think they're in California.
That sounds good. I've been looking for the market to really take a plunge with him in there. But really, it hasn't. It's still fluctuating fairly wildly, but I'm just standing my ground. Even though it might make money, I just, you know, I just don't trust that any more than I do the casinos. Bernice likes the casinos, but I don't.
Well, I'm not a casino player, but I reduce my basis by writing calls, which is probably one of the simplest strategies you can possibly use out of 200. But the call premium on Workhorse is 8% a week. So in 4 months, I will have no basis in what I buy. So, I mean, that's going to severely offset any kind of drop that happens to happen before they get the postal contract. I've got another stock I get 6% a week on in premium. And, I mean, you can't beat that if the market drops a little bit.
You are a genius. 6% a week. Wow. I know our savings account, what's it make, Bernice? 0.75% or something. It's just obnoxious. And the checking account, it's even worse. Well, I'll tell you, it's hard to get anything that makes any interest anymore. But I had friends that had smarts in that stock trading and that, and they did quite well. Boy, I look at their screens, and I couldn't even figure them out. I belong to Ameritrade, but the only thing I got there is some GE stock worth about $11 a share that we bought when Amy went to work for him. And we bought it at about 48.
Yeah, it's been down to $5. I had some at $5, bought it there, and it went up a little bit, and I sold it, and now it's at 11. But anyway, that's not something I like to trade, the GE. But I've got Duke Power, and it is so, you know, the call premium is based on its volatility and risk. So you're never going to wake up and Duke Power's gone, so it only pays me 2% a month. But that's 24% non-compounded, and then they pay dividends. So, you know, if you spread it around, I don't consider it a casino at all. I never use that analogy with it. I'm an investor just for a shorter period of time. It's like buying a commercial building. It's a 30-year investment. Well, I just invest for shorter periods of time.
When you're on Social Security, though, Phil, if you make over a certain amount a year, well, we don't even have to do taxes as long as we stay in a certain category. And if you go over that, and Bernice knows, I don't know anything about it, you got to pay, you got to fill out taxes and that, which doesn't hurt anything. We paid taxes all our life and never did miss them. But what's this on-call thing you're talking about? I don't understand that.
It's covered calls. You buy stock and then you sell a call. A call is their puts and calls or options on the stock market on every stock, or most stocks, not the little bitty ones. And you can buy them for all kind of durations. I buy them for a week, typically. And they expire on Friday afternoon, I get paid. And so it's, you know, some stocks don't pay, like, say, but 2%. Some 3, 4, 5, just depends on the stock. But it doesn't take any more capital. And if you read the books, I mean, there is no risk in a covered call, zero, mathematically. If you've decided to hold the stock, that's your risk because the stock could go down. But selling a call is just free money. And I've showed it to several doctors. I showed it to a dentist in Taylor's. And he looked at me and he said, "Are you sure this is not illegal?" I said, "No, sir. It's done every day." I said, "Your broker doesn't do it because he doesn't have any training and doesn't know how to make money for you." And he managed his own money from then on. But, I mean, it's just free money if you're going to hold a stock.
Tell me about that. It's called On Call. Is that what the name of it is?
No, Covered Calls. Covered.
Dabbles in that some. And I did for a while when we was younger, just small amounts, and then I didn't know what I was doing, and I freely admit it. And it didn't work out well, so I just quit. But that sounds amazing. It really does. If a person wants to get into that, it's intriguing. I've seen the screens, like I say, of friends that do that. They were day traders, and they did very well.
You're holding for a minimum of a week, and you can hold for a lot. You can buy options that go out 2 and 3 years. So it's not a day trade. Now, I do some of that with futures on the S&P, but only with a little percentage because it can really go against you, and it can really go up. So it's fun, but, you know, covered calls, if I lost my job, I can pay my bills with what I'm doing on the dependable stuff.
I had an old friend back in Kansas, and he had a lot of Radio Shack stock, and he had a lot of Kansas Southern Railroad stock. The Radio Shack stock, of course, didn't work out, but he was passed away by then. But and then he had Walgreens, I think. He did real well with that.
This electric vehicle sector is red hot. Excuse me, red hot. some of that stuff has gone from $2 to $35 since May. I didn't think the previous administration had put a squelch on that at all. But I guess with the emphasis by the new administration, that's probably the only good thing I'm going to say about the new administration. But he wants it gung-ho, and EVs have just taken off stocks that supply batteries or build cars or do anything like that. It's going crazy.
Excuse me, but I know our esteemed leader has emphasized that. And other than that, I have nothing good to say without going into that. And you know that. But it's a crazy world out there, and I just wonder that they keep looking for new technologies. The lithium ion batteries now are what they're putting into cars, I presume. But I wouldn't want to invest in one. Now, our friend W4DJW, his wife has a hybrid Avalon, and it does really, really well. But that might be as far as I'd ever go. But I don't like four cylinders, and it's a four cylinder. But he says it's plenty spunky. And if Dave says it's plenty spunky, and that Maxima he drives, it's plenty spunky.
And I have talked, and we've bought our last internal combustion engine. I'm sold on it, the EVs. And China's got one. I've got some money in that one of their companies that they call it the Chinese Tesla. The batteries are swappable at a swap station in 3 minutes. So you don't even have to wait for it to charge if you don't want to. They've got contracts. You can just pull in and switch another battery. If you need to drive for 48 hours straight or something stupid like that, I would want to keep my own battery and take care of it, that kind of thing. But GM put out a statement last week that they would not make any more internal combustion engines. I want to say 2035. It might have been 2030. But that's not far away for one of the biggest manufacturers in this country to say you're not going to be able to buy an engine with a spark plug anymore. So it's going that direction, Tom.
Those batteries, I've never seen anything like that here. They're swappable. Just the Teslas are the only thing I'm familiar with, and I'm no expert on that. I know Dave's got five of them.
Tesla batteries are swappable. You can buy a new one if you need to, but not quickly. It's no kind of pull in and get it done and leave thing. It's a big deal. But I love Teslas. They're just a little expensive for what I want to do right now. But when all these companies, I mean, everybody's got an electric car coming out, it's going to get very competitive.
Have some Teslas now that are more in the $35,000-$45,000 bracket. Some sedans. This is
N0TR. They got something they advertise for about $35, but when you get anything you want on it, it's about $40. But they're also coming out one they claim is going to be $20,000. So they're going to get it on down. But I'll give you some trivia. I just think it's fascinating. How many batteries do you think there are in a Tesla?
It's 9,000 or something like that.
You're the only person that's ever guessed close. 8,000 or 8,100, all individually controlled by the computer, and that's where it gets the efficiency. 100 kW battery. Can you imagine that kind of power?
No, and see, that means a lot to me. The police is right beside me, city of Greenville. I'll let him go by in an SUV. I worked on a Swedish Ampli-9 generating set that was 480 volts DC and had three exciters on it. So uh, I've seen what 100 kilowatts will do, and it's amazing.
It sure is. Now, that's the Model X is 100 kW. And this company I'm talking about in China, their batteries are 100 kW. But Tesla sells them cars that have smaller batteries. But, you know, it's not like the old Chevy Volt that had a 40-mile range. The Teslas are 300 to 400, depending on what equipment you put on them, miles per charge. And, you know, you can drive the car practically on a practical basis, I mean to say, when you got that kind of range. You're not really limited. And you plug into that computer where you want to go. If it's California, Dave did this, you know, my California trip and a Tennessee trip. It tells you where the next charger is, what the charge state of your battery will be when you drive that far. Nobody's getting stranded out in the country. It's all highly technological. So, and there will be thousands more charging stations, you know, in the future. So, it's kind of cool. It's probably not for everybody, but it's coming. The day will come when you can't buy a regular engine.
Stations hybrid, Phil? I mean, in other words, if you got a Tesla, you got to go to a Tesla station and no other?
No, I think those plugs on them are kind of universal, or they have two of them or whatever. There's a Sphinx has got some charging stations. There's a Sphinx station 2 miles down the road from me, and I rarely see anybody there, although I see a lot of the cars. But it's a multi-manufacturer charging station. You just go there and I guess you swipe a credit card or something. I don't know how it works. I don't know if you can shove cash in it or not. But I went over to it one time and took the charger off of it and looked at it. And it was talking about if your car is this or this or this. So I think it would be foolish for somebody to invest in a charging station that could only do one car. So I think they thought of that.
Yeah, there needs to be a standardization on that, that's for sure. Well, Phil, it's been an interesting ride. We've arrived at Aldi's, and there's nobody here yet, hardly. Just a couple. So we're going to get out and get our mass consumables and head on in. And I'd love to talk to you more about that in the future. And the problem there is those X models and that are 100K or something like that nowadays, and that's beyond our reach. But a new Avalon's 42, I think, and I have no intentions of buying anything right now. This one's just got 69,000 miles on it. Anyway, you have a good day and a safe day, Phil, and we'll talk to you down the line. I know there was something else I was going to ask you this morning, and I can't imagine what it was right now. Happens when you get old. W4NGU in 0TR73, and I'll be clear, Phil.
Okay, Tom and Bernice, enjoyed it. Perfect timing. I'm pulling onto campus in about 7 seconds, so that's just perfect. And y'all get you, boy, that fish that somebody brought me the other day, that salmon, oh man, that was good. I started to take a picture of it and send you, but I didn't. But y'all have a good day, and we'll see you soon. W4 Never Give Up. Clear.